Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I am kicked back this morning with some coffee on the porch of my little cabin, which is kind of nestled out in the oaks behind my house. Out on the front porch, sitting back, listening to Western Swing and other things. This is what I do every Saturday morning. And I always like to brag that I have the unique privilege of visiting with all you fine folks in several states and talking about the outdoors. Now, sometimes we have a guest. Usually I have a guest with me, but today it's just going to be you and I and Western Swing and other things. We're just going to have a little visit. I'm going to tell you what's going on in old Luke's world. You know, about this time every year, I get preoccupied. Of course, I'm an old outdoor writer. I've got a lot of deadlines with the newspapers and magazines that I write for. I've always got to keep up with that. And my hour-long hunting and fishing show that I do with Bill Dance and Larry Wysoon, that takes up a lot of my time, some of my time. But in about, well, at the end of August, about the 25th of August, I'll be heading up with several really good friends that work with us up to northern Colorado for our annual elk and bear hunts up there. We, me and a buddy, for the last, this is our seventh year, have outfitted hunts up there, archery hunts for elk and bear. And we have had a ball. I could talk to you for hours telling you stories about things that's actually happened up there, everything from cougars to some cantankerous bears to some big elk, you know. But it's something I look forward to each and every year. We have two hunts up there, 2 5-day hunts, have an awesome cabin that's we lease the place, of course, and the cabin is on the ranch. No electricity up there. We have to run generators, but there are solar panels on top of the roof of the cabin, which will keep everybody's cell phones charged and electricity for lights, you know, but really that's about it. We have to run our, use our generators, you know, for the freezer, and we have a little refrigerator to keep things cool. But we do 5-day hunts up there. There'll be five days that there'll be six hunters in camp. This year, well, this is elk hunters, and some of them opt to be bear, to hunt bear too, but this year a little bit different. The second week, the second 5-day hunt, we've got a couple of guys coming up just for bear. And I don't know, bear always intrigues a lot of people that haven't been up in the mountain country very much. It always intrigued me before I had a chance to spend a lot of time up there. But honestly, the percentage, I think, on hunting bear, at least where we're at up north of Steamboat Springs, your success rate, really good. I mean, in the afternoons, it's very common for those bears to get in the, if there's a water hole or, a elk wallow, something like that, they're going to head to water. That's a good place to hunt them. And then just to, there's trail leading into the, to, you know, growth of berries, heavy berry concentrations, berry vines. Hunt them around areas like that. But I'm making ready. I'm going to smoke up about, I'm going to smoke probably 25 pounds of ham here really soon. I'm going to start on that next week, pork ham, and then I always make a bunch of pork sausage, grind up a bunch of some wild pork and maybe mix some domestic fat in there and get all my seasonings there and get it all fixed up. And I like to take about 20 pounds, something like that, of breakfast sausage up there, and that with the that old sugar cured ham, I always put a lot of extra brown sugar and let it cure for about 12 days and then cold smoke it with some hickory wood. Sure turns into some good breakfast food for up in the high country, I'll tell you. But that's what I'm going, old Luke's going to be up to here for about the next week or two. Then it's time to start getting all the gear out and making sure everything's serviceable, you know, and the bunks are ready and all that. It's a lot of preparation, especially when you're making ready for, you know, we'll be hosting 14 hunters up there total. So there's a lot of things you have to take care of. Folks, we are out of time. Make sure and tune in next week to High Plains Outdoors, and then we'll get back to this excellent music here in just a second. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.